This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the show.
With the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. Full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We repping to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We repping for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We repping for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, wow, the Solana. Welcome to the show, wow, the Solana.
Right, welcome to the show. We're gonna have a show. Little Hurricanes, great day to be a Hurricanes fan here, and we will celebrate that today on the show. Honestly, a great day, a great weekend in South Florida sports. Canes are headed to the college football playoffs. We're gonna talk about it. Inter Miami and Leo Messi have won the MLS championship. I see Jimmy is rocking his Heron's shirt. I mean, we're going to talk about that. The Panthers have won two in a row. They won Saturday and Sunday. Dolphins won their fourth in a row, five out of their last six. The Heat have lost three in a row. But their quest for the NBA Cup continues in earnest tomorrow in Orlando, the quarterfinals. We got action. We got action, Jack. There's a lot going on right now in South Florida sports.
These Canes got too positive. I like it.
Let's well, go. You know what? The committee got it right. Period, end of story. The committee got it right. Listen, you could make the case for teams being more deserving than Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. You can make whatever case you want. I'm telling you, bottom line,
if it came down to Miami or Notre Dame, which is what it came down to, the committee got it right. You can't get past. Listen, you want to do whatever you want to do with context. That's great. How do you ever get past it? You, as a professional athlete, head-to-head combat on the field, on the court, in the ring, wherever it takes place, head-to-head battle, how do you get past one defeating the other?
Just the concept. They're better than you. Well, we beat them, but they're better than you. Had we beat them. We don't need to look at a committee. We whooped them in four quarters. We have to be better than them. Little showmanship. I heard that a lot this weekend. Just the committee had to do a little showy, cute stuff. That's all. The only explanation could be because they jumped on.
It was great. I enjoyed it. Now, had that Notre Dame graphic flashed, all the histrionics surrounding it would not have been fun. We'll talk about it contextually today as well. I'm down with that. But the Hurricanes are going to play Texas A&M a week from this Saturday, and Notre Dame has reacted by quitting college football for a few months. They're just going to quit college football for a few months, and then they'll be back.
You talking about shirts? I was trolling today.
Oh, look at you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I wore my Notre Dame because the people be like, oh man, they got messed over. I was like, no, Miami was better. But I really saw it and wore it. So if anybody Notre Dame tried to talk to me, I could really punch him in the gut again.
Well, Booger McFarlane from ESPN posted, if you're Notre Dame, why not just say, hey, we lost to Miami. We think we're better, but we lost the battle on the field. Instead, you pout and take your ball and go home. Really teaching the kids a great lesson in South Bend. But then our friend Brady Quinn, who went to Notre Dame, works for Fox Sports, he said this. So folks at ESPN are upset Notre Dame isn't playing in a bowl game after weeks of folks politicking against the lack of conference affiliation, using them as a pawn for their college football playoff selection show, having the ACC network play the UM Notre Dame game on repeat for 48 hours during the conference championship week. But now it's a bad look that they don't want to serve ESPN's best interest by playing in an exhibition bowl game. Got it. But Brady Quinn happens to be wrong. And I like Brady Quinn. I consider him a friend. He is wrong.
They're not exhibition bowl games because they always were. Like, there was just random people picking random teams and throwing them into the Tostitos Bowl and all that before this college football playoff started. Now it started, and now the bowl games are more exhibition because they don't mean anything. They didn't mean anything 7 years ago. It was exactly pouting and going home. I think it's sad. I think those kids are playing a bowl game. Go get your gifts. Enjoy the new city. That's what bowl games always were. And now Notre Dame doesn't look at it like that because you believe you should have been top 12. It is. I love Marcus Freeman. Y'all know it's the reason I have all these damn shirts. But I think it was very petty. That was a petty approach by Notre Dame.
Like, it's weak sauce. It's just weak sauce. And you know what? Don't make a decision like that in the heat of the moment. First of all, any adult will tell you that in the heat of the moment. Don't make a consequential decision. Let it marinate. Because I have a feeling if you polled the players, the coaching staff, the administration, and the student body at Notre Dame, if you asked them 24 hours later, today, say at noon, they might have had a different answer as to whether they didn't want to play in a bowl game or not. Like, they made a decision in the heat of the moment, which I think is foolish to do. I do understand this. As a Hurricanes fan, I do understand this. You're told 5 weeks in a row, you're better and ranked higher than Miami. By all our metrics, you are better and ranked higher than Miami. And now you get to this final ranking, the final poll, neither team has played. And all of a sudden, now you're going to tell us that we're no longer better than Miami. I get feeling like the rug was pulled out from under you. That's fair. But bottom line, the committee got it right. In basketball, you're going to play a team a number of times during a season. In football, college football especially, your opponents, you have one chance. Solana's had bragging rights with FIU and UM for I don't know how long. You know, you have one chance. Miami didn't need to schedule the toughest game of the year, first game of the season, but they did. But it doesn't matter if it's the first game of the season, last game of the season. They went head-to-head with Notre Dame, vaunted Notre Dame, and they beat them. So in college football, for me especially, you will never play a team more than once in a season until, you know, you get to bowl season. To me, yeah, head-to-head trumps everything. And the Miami Hurricanes beat Notre Dame. Committee got it right. And all is right in the college football world. And the fact that it happens at the expense of Notre Dame makes it even that much sweeter.
Notre Dame's a great pool, and people dislike them. And for them to get, I can't even say messed over. Messed over almost came out. I can't say that because it's legit what they did with UM and Notre Dame. Now, some of these other at-larges and all that stuff is Tulane in there. They're not better than Notre Dame, but they laid the rules out beforehand on that situation. Yeah, man, pull the player. The hell with administration. The hell with the coaching staff. Those players are missing a bowl game of one of their 4 years, their four chances to go to one because you're upset. I would flat out say ask all 100 players. 90-plus would say, yeah, let's go play another football. Let's just go play another football game. Let's shut them up and go whoop somebody's ass by 80. Like, wouldn't that be more fulfilling than just going home?
If you want to prove your point and you're Notre Dame, you go out and whoop the competition and hope that Miami craps the bed. And then you can say, you see, you guys got it wrong. Leroy Horde is texting me, what about FSU a couple years ago? We, on this show, to a man, none of us were FSU fans. To a man, said FSU got royally screwed over. In my opinion, yes, royally screwed over because they did it on the field. And then to say, yep, oh, well, you know what? The team that they're going to field in the college football playoffs isn't going to be the same team that they field. Well, so what? You can't project what's going to happen. I remember Drew Bledsoe going down once for the New England Patriots, and they had to bring in a backup. Guy's name was Tom Brady. So I believe FSU got royally screwed over. So you never know what was going to happen. So, but I'm consistent in that. If you do it on the field, you prove it on the field. And I think that was a four game. That was a four team.
It
playoff,
was,
wasn't it?
It
when
was.
FSU got
hosed. 14.
Yeah. I mean, still believed, still belonged in there, no doubt. But regardless, I do think the committee got it right. We're going to talk with John Michaels today. He is fired up. Texted me yesterday almost when it happened and said 2:30, and I said, yeah, you're coming on with us 2:30. And Chris Perkins is going to join us today. We'll talk some Miami Dolphins with him, and we'll have some fun this afternoon as we celebrate Miami being in the college football playoffs. Let's do headlines because there was so much over the weekend. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
I mean, come on, look at us. We got our team in the college football playoff. We can chant, Nare Campeon! 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 That was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to be left on an island there. Inter Miami lifts the MLS Cup trophy for the very first time. I touched it without anybody seeing in studio, so I'm taking full credit as well.
Would you have admitted that if they lost?
Nope. And the Canes are 3.5-point dogs on the road in College Station. I imagine that's not a big surprise, but really 3.5, Hawk, correct me if I'm wrong, it's kind of like a pick'em since Miami's the away team.
That's pretty much a pick'em. Yeah, pretty much a pick'em.
Yeah.
And how about the Miami Dolphins? You know, Chris Perkins is coming on in the next hour. And before the Buffalo Bills-Dolphins game a couple weeks ago, he had mentioned, hey, you beat Buffalo on Game Day Uncensored. And I laughed at Chris Perkins. I said, Perk, if the Dolphins win four straight, I'll give you my house. I said something along the lines of, like, come on, this team, this iteration of the Dolphins, no matter who they're playing, isn't capable of winning four straight games. And here we are. Fellas, the Dolphins have the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs. They are officially in the hunt.
Yep. And four winnable games coming up, too.
Pittsburgh is going to be tough Monday night.
Yes.
Bengals is going to be tough, too. Bengals will be tough. Burrow,
Buccaneers are going to be in the race in the NFC week, what would that be, week 17?
They cost me a teaser yesterday. What the hell happened to Tampa?
I don't know. This Baker Mayfield was MVP. Now he's just a dude running around in circles.
What is going on there?
Hey, by the way, you guys have fun in your cute little college football playoff. I'll be headed to Dallas to SMU's home stadium to watch my FIU Panthers play the UTSA Roadrunners in the, what's this called again, Jimmy? The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl?
The First Responder Bowl.
Yeah, there we go. UTSA, baby.
Did you say your FIU Plants?
I did, yeah. I did say the FIU Planters. Checking.
No, I'm very happy for FIU. When's the last bowl game? I remember years ago on 790 The Ticket. I mean years ago, maybe 2005, 2006, and we used to air FIU football games when they were first starting out. And they were in, I think, the Motor City Bowl. I want to say the Little Caesars Motor City Bowl. Have they been in a bowl game since then?
They have. Yeah, this will be their fifth bowl. Last time was 2019 with Butch Davis. Also the year they beat the Miami Hurricanes.
Nothing can anger me today as a Hurricanes fan. I'm just happy they got it right. I'm literally just happy they got it right. I'm not telling you that the Canes are going to run the college football playoffs. I'm not telling you they're going to beat Texas A&M. I mean, I'll figure it out over the next couple of weeks. But I know the committee got it right. I know that that would have been completely wrong if they put Notre Dame in over Miami. Now, if they put Miami and Notre Dame in over Alabama, totally understandable to me. I wouldn't have complained about that. But if they put in Notre Dame and not Miami, if Miami was out at the expense of Notre Dame, that would have pissed me off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'll let you know they're not the belle of the ball, but they're invited to the dance now.
That's fine. Yes. That's all they. That's all they. And you know what? That's all they earned. They earned an invitation. Yeah. That's it.
Did you watch Indiana Ohio State?
That's crazy. I have not believed in Indiana all season long, and how can you not believe in Indiana? It's crazy.
I haven't watched the Indiana game all year, and I've been bad-mouthing them. Oh, yeah, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Oh, yeah, Mendoza, it's cute. And I watched that game, and I was like, damn, even defense. Like, you know they could score Mendoza's Heisman. Their defense is biting. I said, whoo, whoo.
No, he's legit. It is funny that the Heisman Trophy winner is going to be some kid from Miami, you know, that went to Columbus, who was in Cal and could have been in Miami but ended up in Indiana. Yeah. He's going to win the Heisman. He was like a plus 180 going into that game to win the Heisman. It was kind of up in the air with the Ohio State quarterback. Dude's minus 5,000 now, minus 4,000.
Are they the favorites to win it? Are they the odds-on favorite to win it?
I don't think so. I still think it's Ohio State. Let me double check.
Ohio State still? Funny.
Yeah. He could spin it. I loved him, and I loved him, and I loved him. Then they had a post-game press conference and made me hate him again.
Fernando Mendoza?
Fake cry. And
I love that press conference. I love that.
And then the coach speak. We're playing as a team. Heisman is a team award, and we're doing it. And I love them. I love everybody.
Get I love it. I love it.
I hate it.
Yeah, Ohio State plus 240, Indiana plus 250, and then there's a major drop off. Georgia plus 600. Miami has the fourth worst odds at plus 2800 to win it all. Their path, Hawk, to be fair, is not easy, but I do love.
It's impossible. It's not just not easy. It's impossible.
But I do love. I mean, they beat Texas A&M and then have to play Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve at 7:30. You want to talk about the greatest New Year ever? I mean, really, not just getting to the college football playoff semifinal, but beating Ohio State as you're ringing in the new year, as the ball drops. I mean,
all right, let's settle down.
Oh, wait, why? What?
Let's settle down.
Where are your Canes rings? Wait, you're gonna start the show with them, and I'm talking about beating Ohio
State.
About
Texas A&M first.
No.
Have you seen their cheer squad? Very intimidating.
That stuff's weird.
I have
right?
a future. I have a future because I had a $2 bonus bet on the Hard Rock app, $2. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do with $2? I want something fun to root for. So I bet several weeks ago the Hurricanes to win the college football championship at plus 10,000. So a $2 bet will pay $200. But I do have this bet working. I also have a $5 bonus bet. I bet the Dolphins to win the AFC at plus 50,000. Mm-hmm. So the $5 would pay $2,500. I have a Rondae Gadsden II to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. That was $15 of my own money. That would pay $615. Hard Rock is offering me $1.32 for that right now.
Let it ride.
And I have a $10 bonus bet on Zion Williamson, MVP, at plus 15,000.
No offer. Did you... Last night after the 12 were announced, they had something. It was, I know Acho was on there. The not the famous Acho, but it was five
Sam
dudes
Acho.
Talking. Sam Acho and that old Georgia quarterback. I don't know. It wasn't a big show. It's not well known. You know what they said UM's weakness is? Carson Beck.
Interesting.
They all agreed. They were like, if he starts out slow, there's no way for him to get out of a funk. And they were saying, yeah, if they start out fast, he can go. If he starts out slow, Texas A&M's defense and crowd is going to eat him up.
Haters.
Who's the weakness?
I don't understand. I don't understand that. I'm not saying Carson Beck is Cam Ward. The A&M crowd is going to eat him up. This guy played at Georgia. Like, he's played in literally the toughest stadiums in the world in terms of football. And, the Texas A&M with their little war chant or whatever.
You seen that cheer squad, though?
Like, literally the lamest thing in the history of sports are those Texas A&M cheer
squads.
Them
dudes are tough, man.
Tough?
Them dudes are tough.
Tough in what sense, Hawk? Tough how? How are they tough?
Like, take you in a back alley and beat your ass.
No, they won't. Mm-hmm. They won't. You know who would take you in the back alley and beat your ass? The Miami Cubans who would go to the Orange Bowl. That's who would take you to the back alley and kick your ass. We're worried about these losers and leotards. Get out of here.
Very,
man.
Very tough. That's right. A tough cheer crowd. I don't know if you've ever seen them practice. It's tough.
It's a lot. And it's going to be 116 UM fans in that stadium.
No, there ain't. Miami just made the college football playoff. Like, bro, that stadium's going to be orange and green.
It's going to look like Vancouver at Inter Miami. Like, you can't. I mean, you're not going to make a dent at Texas A&M.
No. Them hillbillies are not giving up their seats, Lana. Trust me.
When they see what Miami fans are going to pay for those tickets, I disagree. I think there'll be a loud UM presence. I really do.
That's oil money. They don't need no money. They're all rich.
We're up against
anything else? Because I want to make sure that we have time with John Michaels.
Yeah, the only thing I'll tell everybody in terms of like an actual headline other than just me yelling is that Mike McDaniel today, speaking to the media, reiterates that Devon Achane, despite probably needing some rest this week throughout practice, could have gone back into the game yesterday.
Yeah, put him back in, coach. I had all-purpose yards, Devon Achane, over 115 and a half. Guess what he went out with? In the first half, 105. He needed 10 yards, coach. Now, because Hard Rock Bet has that injury insurance, I got the money back as a bonus bet. It was a $50 bet. I got it back as a bonus bet because he didn't come back in the game. But come on, coach, if he wants to play, let him play. I mean, all he needs 11 yards, I cash my ticket.
Protect him from himself, Hawk.
No, win my ticket.
Yes. You need him for the Steelers, the Bengals. He's the offense.
I need him for my bank account.
So good news regarding Devon Achane. We'll get into more headlines coming up. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to low 70s, but look around the rest of the country, and it's snowing, it's freezing. Nobody even showed up to MetLife Stadium because of how cold it was. And the Dolphins won a game below 46 degrees or whatever at kickoff. So congrats to Tua Tagovailoa. That's brought to you by Chillzone AC.
Best cold weather team in the league.
Brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
All right, John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta, but the world's biggest Miami Hurricanes fan. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. Yo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I remind you, and John would remind you as well, the best place to get geared up for some college football playoff action is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at Caneswear.com. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. Grew up in South Florida. He is a Hurricane through and through. Named his son Kane. That's how much this dude loves the Miami Hurricanes. So tell me, John, your reaction. I texted you right after, but what was your reaction? You see the University of Miami logo pop up on ESPN as they're doing the college football playoffs reveal yesterday. I don't think anyone I don't think any of us expected to see it. I was expecting to see the N and the D. What was your reaction when you saw the UM logo?
So you have to back up. So when they put Ohio State at number two, I said, oh boy, they're not really punishing Ohio State for losing a championship game. So my first thought was this could be bad for us when it comes to Alabama. Because Saturday night, I thought for sure we were in this thing. I said, man, Bama got boat raced. Bama's going to be out of there. It's us and Notre Dame. Then when the Bama logo hits at 9, I text my buddy Mondo down there in South Florida, and I told Mondo, I said, we're blanked. Like, literally, we're blanked. We're out of here. This is going to be terrible. But I'm sitting there, and I look like Heather Dinich. As Heather Dinich was praying that Notre Dame was getting in, I was praying that Miami got in, and I could see the orange hit. And as the orange hit, I jumped. I don't know that I can jump over a phone book right now. Yesterday, I looked like prime damn Dwayne Wade as I came exploding out of my couch. And there was a lot of let's plank and go as loud as humanly possible. And about the time I said that, I see my son Kane come sprinting downstairs. Dad, we're in the playoffs. And we hugged. And I think I got almost as many text messages as Mario Cristobal did. Awesome, awesome feeling. It's one of the coolest feelings I've felt in a long time when it comes to this program. You know why? All of these years, 20 years, you guys want to crack your jokes and Miami's mediocre and we're irrelevant and this, that, and the other. Guess what? Irrelevant my rear end. We're in the playoffs and we're coming to take some people's damn lunch money.
And John, what – and you ended up on the good – Canes ended up on the good side of this. But every – all the Notre Dame and a lot of people saying, what sense does that make? BYU loses and now UM gets better than Notre Dame? They weren't playing. Like, what sense does it make when they did rank them yesterday?
There was none, Channing. This goes back to the committee being hypocrites the entire way along. And I write this down because this time next year, if Miami's in the same situation, I'm not going to react the same way week by week, because what they're telling me right now, it's a made-for-TV show, to be honest with you. That's where it's at. If you're going to tell me that BYU is getting punished for a conference championship game, yet Alabama had no consequence for having minus 3 yards rushing, what are we doing? If you're telling me that on Tuesday, Hunter Yurecek told the committee, hey, you need to go back and rewatch Miami and Notre Dame, why haven't you been doing that all along when the national conversation was Miami always should be in front of Notre Dame? I hate to say this because I can't stand Notre Dame. Notre Dame got screwed yesterday. Notre Dame looks like a playoff team. Alabama looks like a sacrificial lamb that they're putting in based on that SEC patch and Bear Bryant, may he rest in peace. And maybe they thought Nick Saban was coming back to coach. I thought it was stupid the way they went about it. I'm just glad for the first time in 20 years it worked out our damn way.
John, how much do we have to thank our old friend Manny Diaz for, ironically, winning an ACC title before Mario Cristobal even gets to one, but campaigning for the U prior to that game and then taking care of business so that there was no doubt if there was going to be representation from the ACC, it would be the University of Miami.
Truthfully, and I had to work that night on ESPN. I was on after ACC game till 2 in the morning. So I'm up watching, no dog in the fight, but I was like, man, today has really gone great. And if Duke wins, there's no way they leave an entire conference out. So you know what, Manny? I'm going to take back most of the bad that I said about you. I don't think he was the greatest because, as a matter of fact, he wasn't a good coach at Miami. But what he did this weekend elevates the Canes program more than anything he did in his time at the University of Miami. It is ironic that it probably took Duke beating Virginia to knock the ACC out, maybe to get Miami in. Because truthfully, I think if Virginia's in as the 11 seed, Notre Dame's in as the 10 seed, and there's no, they just say, hey, you know, we've evaluated all of this time. Notre Dame's metrics are slightly higher, and we're going to put him in. I don't give a damn how it worked out. Look, it could be the pretty girl at the bar who's told you no all night, and then maybe you cracked a funny joke and she finally says yes and you're going home with her. We're coming to the prom. We're coming to the prom to steal your woman. We're coming to the prom to maybe take the mom home as well. And Ohio State, we're going to see your ass in 2 weeks or 2 games. We're coming to get you. I'm telling you now, we're coming to get Ohio State.
I hope you are right, man. What do you make of Notre Dame saying, well, you know what? We're going to quit college football for the next few months then.
It's on brand for who they are. They're a bunch of elitist, entitled brats. It's who they are. And again, I feel bad for them because I think they should have been in the game. But what message are you sending your kids and your program that, oh, we didn't get away our way. We're going to pack up our ball and go home. Their quarterback's a redshirt freshman. You don't think he could have improved over 15 bowl practices? Yeah, I get it. Jeremiah Love's going to go to the NFL and other places. But how about you show the committee? And they would have played BYU, which would have been perfect. The last two teams out playing in that almighty Pop-Tart Bowl. They could have taken a bite of the mascot at the end. But you took your ball and go home. I look at their schedule the next year. They don't play a tough game till November the 7th when we go up there and stomp that ass again next year. I just don't get it. I don't understand the participation trophy generation that we lived in. This is the same group that argued with us for a month about their metrics and their data points and all these little cute things. Yet when it came time to get on the field, you're too chicken blank to do so. You know what? Pack them up. Send them home. Nobody wants to see your asses anyway.
And John, I know you said you won Ohio State. I don't know if you won Ohio State because them boys were banging. But they're still favored to win the college football playoffs, but Indiana just beat them. I watched the game. Indiana can play. I would still put Ohio State a step above Indiana. I don't know if it's the name. Indiana's new to this whole dance. What do you think about who is the best team right now in the nation?
I will tell you, Miami's side of the bracket is murder. I mean, Texas A&M is going to be a tough enough game to go there December 20th and win. Then you have the potential against Ohio State on New Year's Eve. And if you win that, you're probably playing Georgia, who I think is the best team in the country right now. It just feels like Kirby Smart's team's ascending. But I agree with you, Crowder. Watching that game, and I had that one on with the Duke game kind of off to the side, you look at that, and Ohio State has a 4th-and-1 where the quarterback should have got the first down and his knee hits the ground. Their kicker looked like he was one of those Dr. Pepper challenge kids from 10 years ago or somebody that's sitting there with Pat McAfee and he shanks a 27-yarder to the left. I think if Ohio State and Indiana play 10 times, Ohio State probably wins 7 of them. So, but no, I want all that smoke. I want every bit of that smoke. We owe them for 20-some-odd years. I should have an 0-2 tattooed right here for our 6th national championship. How about we get the 6th national championship in 25? And along the way, you take care of the Ohio State. Their wine and cheese crowd.
And then, John.
Speak to us.
And then, I mean, talk about poetic. You beat Ohio State. And then Carson Beck revenge game against Georgia for the playoff semifinal to clinch your way into the college football playoff national championship game. There, I know you said it's murder's row, but there is no better path. Like, if you're actually going to do it, if the Canes are going to go to the championship game and then win the championship game, there is no more satisfying path than, I mean, Texas A&M, the loser yell leaders or whatever. Like, that's just always fun to beat them. But Ohio State and then Georgia for Carson Beck, there is no better path.
Well, then add Oregon in the national championship game. So Mario can go back and play his whole team. I mean, it would be perfect. First of all, if Miami, and the card is being put way in front of the horse.
Ah, whatever.
You think?
Come on.
If we somehow make it to play Georgia, I'm going to have to come move with you guys because they are going to want to run me out.
I was just thinking that. How could you possibly do a morning show in Atlanta when you are going to be so unabashedly pro-Canes? They will run you out of town.
That's fine. You know what? They sell the same things to me as they sell to them. Come try to run me out if you want to, because I'm going to be wearing my colors loud and proud. I ordered more stuff from Caneswear today. As if I, you know, the $800-$900 that I spent earlier this year on new Miami gear wasn't enough. I said, dude, we got to get ready for the playoffs.
You're not going to be able to show your face at the varsity.
I don't do anyway, because hot dogs are a useless food. So there's no need for any of that. I will say this, like, all jokes aside, Miami is built to win a national championship. I hate to say that losses during the middle of the year may have saved the trajectory of the program. As mad as we were after Louisville and as pissed off as I was after SMU, I know I came on these airwaves and probably said some stuff that I shouldn't have. But it got the team to open up the offense. It got them to say, hey, A-gap for life isn't working. We got to find ways to get the ball into our playmakers' hands, get Malachi Toney a touch in the backfield, put him in the wildcat, whatever it may be. Our lines of scrimmage, and I'm going to look in the camera really close, are better than anybody else in the country. We have the best offensive line in this group, and I heard the Texas A&M guy, and I don't know if that was AI or not, saying they can handle Reuben Bain. Good luck, bro. I'm just going to tell you now, good luck, because he ain't the only dog we got on that defensive line. And if those lines come to play and Carson Beck just plays like he has the last month, Miami can win the national title. And I'm not saying that just as a Miami fan.
I mean, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, you hearing this guy talk? Because John Michaels, he calls it both ways. He doesn't just brag for the sake of bragging. He's hard on them when they deserve to be castigated. Mm-hmm. This dude's telling you they're built for this.
Look, we are built for this. And I've got a nice on Hard Rock bet that I bet with some of my winnings from Notre Dame week one. I got Miami at plus 1,700 to win the national title from week one. I almost deleted the ticket when we lost to SMU. I just looked on my app the other day. It's still there. I'd like to cast that bad boy.
And you talk about you playing with him in the lines of scrimmage and everything. And I was watching one of those shows, and they agree with you. They were like, UM is built like that. They're built in the trenches out, everything people want. They actually said the weakest link of the Canes is Carson Beck. And you look back at SMU. You look back at Louisville, and Carson Beck was the one making all the mistakes. Is that true? Do you look at it that way? Is the weakest link the quarterback on this team?
No, he's not. And I challenge anybody to go back and watch the SMU game. He's the reason we were in the SMU game. Now, the overtime interception, probably not a throw that you need to make. The first interception, JoJo Traitor has the ball. It's a seam route, and if he catches it, he might house it, and it's 14-0, and that game's over. I think the one thing that goes against them still is going to be what happens in a close game. How are the play calls? How are they coached? How does time management come into play? I love what Mario's done this last half of the year. I think he took the gloves off and he told Shannon Dawson, go do whatever you want. And Shannon Dawson is dialing things up. Is there a point if you're up 7 or 14 in a fourth quarter, do you get super conservative and allow somebody to hang around? Notre Dame hung around because we let them hang around. Florida State, the score ended up looking close at the end of the game because we were kind of conservative. And the Florida game was the same thing. You know, we were a little bit conservative. Play the way you did the last quarter of the season. I don't know that we have a weak link. Carson Beck has played in SEC championships. He's played in every SEC stadium around the country. This kid is the perfect veteran, and he's been worth every single NIL dollar because you know what? We just made a cool $4 million. To go to the college football playoffs. And when we advance, we're going to get a couple of more million. So if that's the kind of return on investment I'm getting, let's see if Carson Beck can get another year of eligibility and bring that boy back.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We'll talk to you again leading up to Texas A&M. We'll talk to you leading up to Ohio State and Georgia and Oregon.
And I'm going to tell you now, WQAM, you guys are my boys. Len Wiener. I think he's still the boss down there. If by the love of God, we make it to the national title game, I need a credential and I will bring my butt down there and we are going to party like it's 2001.
Yeah, don't forget, national championship game is right here at Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, national championship game. See you, John.
See ya.
There you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Someone had put on the chat, is his son's name really Kane? It is. C-A-N-E. Yep. He named his son Kane. Somebody else on the chat said, I named my son Ryan after Ryan Tannehill. bad choice.
y'all a little excited down here. I like it.
Yeah.
Come on, Ohio State, huh?
Hey, bring them on, man. Bring them on.
I know. That's how you're supposed to think. I love it. I enjoy it.
We ain't scared.
Yes. Between last week and this week, I love the energy of this week. Last week, y'all was some complaining bitches.
I mean, make a CFP playoff before you start talking a little smack over there, okay, Gator?
I'm not talking smack. I love the energy. Mm-hmm. I love the excitement. I love the positivity.
All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.